Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It's our 9 o'clock hour right now. We're always honored to have this gentleman on because he knows a heck of a lot more football than we do, and he knows a lot about shoulder pads, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Bowl champion coach Brian Billick is with us from NFL Network. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, guys? Good to be back into the season.
Hey, Brian. So I'm looking out there at these training camps now, and half the time they're not wearing the shoulder pads. And I like to see the shoulder pads on because I want to see them get ready for season. If they're wearing them, is there a preference you would have for which shoulder pads?
Not whatsoever. Really don't. No. We've been talking about X-Tech pads for a long time. It's 10 years, guys. We've been talking about this since we started the company, and we're 80% of the pads in professional football are X-Tech pads, top colleges, now down in the high schools. It's been fun to watch parents get vested in the process because they want to protect their young people. It's the best pad on the market and 100% American made. You order the pads, we can fulfill the order in a day and ship it out in a day. And that's not true of all the others. So it's the best pad in the market. We've talked about it for 10 years. It's the pads our young people need to be in.
X-Tech shoulder pads. Remember the name. All right. Brian, do you miss not coaching at this time of the year, training camp?
I'm about to go to the golf course, so no. right this second, no. But as you get closer to it, you do. As you know, I'm consulting with Arizona State now, so I'm kind of in and out there, and I kind of get that football fix. It's been great working with those young people and the staff out there because it's a demanding time. You know, it begins. I was talking to someone the other day that I always remember that first horn of that first practice. You kind of just lingered a little bit because you knew once that horn went off, it was 24/7 for the next, 8-9 months. And that's beginning now, even though training camps have changed a little bit, the tempo of what they're doing. I know the Eagles and the Browns are getting together now prior to the first preseason game or to their encounters to kind of get that extra practice. And the season's going to be here before you know it.
And Brian, you're saying that things have changed a little. They've changed a lot. And I don't know, I'm an old head on this one, but I remember practices where you hit people and with two a day sometimes. I realize that's been, negotiated out of the collective bargaining agreement. Do you like this direction? Less hitting, less practicing, less time on the field? What do you think of it?
Yeah, you're caught between a rock and a hard place because clearly it's better for the players. We used to do too much. I remember when I was a rookie. God, the rookies were in camp for 3 weeks prior to the veterans getting there. We were in camp for another 2-3 weeks, and we had 6 preseason games.
Wow.
I mean, that's too much. The body just can't sustain that. And so I think we're smarter about it in the way that we prepare now. You have plenty of time to get ready. I do worry, and I know the coaches are concerned about, particularly early in the season, you got to get into football hitting shape. And, there's cardiovascular and then there's muscular shape. That comes about fairly readily. But you do get into hitting shape, and you got to get in practice because with now the reduced preseason games and the veterans are seeing less and less time of it, that's the part that the coach, when you do have the pads on, you really got – when I would be at practice and we've had full pads on, my whole focus was on watching practice, know how much hitting could we get away with at the end of practice to get us into hitting shape, but not do too much.
Yeah, it is tough, I know. Brian, I'm very curious about, you were known as a true offensive-minded coach. And I want to know, we're looking at Jalen Hurts. He is definitely right at the point of no return. He's either going to be real good this year, or he's probably going to be a backup somewhere. How much can you get a kid in his second and third years to improve?
Oh, it's critical. I mean, yeah. Bill Walsh firmly believed by about the 25th, 26th start, you're going to know. I mean, either, and it could have happened before then, but if it hasn't happened by then, so you're really kind of talking, particularly if they've started earlier in their career, if they were able to play their rookie year. But so assuming that that's the case, you're talking about the middle of that second year and a little bit later if you didn't start right from the get-go. You hear it all the time. Quarterbacks, good quarterbacks will tell you, well, the game slowed down for me. Well, it never really slows down, but it becomes more clear. You see things more readily. You're able to anticipate. And that's what we're going to have to start to see from Jalen Hurts.
Well, how much better can he be because he's got A.J. Brown to throw the ball to?
Anytime you surround people with good people, you got a real good chance of being better. And that's going to be important, particularly a guy that he can kind of be a go-to guy. To have that anchor is huge, and it's going to be important for a quarterback. Just the comfort zone of knowing that there's that guy, particularly when it comes to the big plays.
All right, Brian, the Eagles got some really impressive rookies. You know, Jordan Davis in the middle of the defensive line. They got Cam Jurgens now, who's a backup center, but he's looking really good. And then N'Kobe Dean is a middle linebacker. How much can you count on a rookie to help your team right from the beginning?
Well, nowadays, you have to more and more. Now, obviously, there's going to be a curve, and you've got to be realistic of the maturation rate. But it's faster than it used to be because of the contracts, because of the money, because what, you know, the expectations that come with it. And depends on the position. You know, that obviously there are some positions that are a little bit tougher than others. You know, we always focus on the quarterback and say, well, rookie quarterback, and how does a rookie quarterback do? An offensive lineman can be very, very difficult, that integration, that learning of the system, because all that goes on in the offensive line. The secondary, even though you typically would think, okay, well, that's just, you know, you're playing cat defense. You cover that cat, and how hard is that? But again, because the multiple defenses, the multiplicity of what you're seeing offensively, sometimes that can take a little while. So it depends on the position.
All right, Brian, I'm really curious, though. You're 3 weeks or so into training camp. You got these new kids in. Do you know by now if they're going to be really good?
You've got a pretty good idea. There's always the surprises. The guys that came in that you really didn't know were going to be that good. And so they're looking really good in practice, but you want to get them more in game situations to see if it's the real deal. There's two big mistakes you don't want to make. You don't want to overvalue a player because he's looked really, really good in shorts and say, okay, we're good at this position because this kid's really good, without really seeing him in a live environment. The other one is you don't want to give up on a player or prejudge because a player is maybe just confused. He's hesitant because he's still thinking, which is understandable. Coming into the NFL, new, it's a lot. Change in system, the pace of the game. But a player who could be pretty good but doesn't look good particularly early because he's still thinking. So it's just that half a count behind. You want to make sure you don't discount a player like that, because once the light comes on, he might be pretty good.
All right, one last thing. Your old team, the Baltimore Ravens, have won 23 consecutive preseason games. Did you want to win those games?
You always want to win. You know, now it can't be the number one priority. I mean, it is. You know, I work with Herm Edwards now in the famous, you play to win the game.
Yes.
But in preseason, obviously, there's a lot that you're doing, and there's a lot that you, the evaluation. But, yeah, you want to win. And I don't think, you know, some people are even critical of it, saying, well, they're putting more priority on it. No, they're just going out and practicing. John Harbaugh does a good job of look, we're going to maintain our priorities. We're going to look at all our players. Yeah, we want to win. Their style of play, and typically when you've been really good on defense, it's easier to look good and win games in the preseason because offensive just can't quite keep up. So there may be a lot of reasons for it, but I don't think it's because they're putting an undue amount of a priority of boy, we're going to win these preseason games and go into the season. You know, Tony Dungy was famous for, I don't think they ever won a preseason game.
Wow.
But they didn't worry about it because it was a different set of priorities.
I got you. Brian, X-Tech shoulder pads, if you're going to use any, that's the one to get. And, Brian, I hope to talk to you again this season. It's great talking to you. I learn a lot every time.
We'll do it, man.
Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.